Mom-daughter threesomes. Oh, all right. Mom-daughter, that's fucking bang for your buck, right? That's your lady. Would you ever, with her mom?
It's your first date?
And you just divulge that information? Jesus Christ.
I gotta be honest, I like your style, dude. What kind of porn do you guys like? Mothers and daughters together. My name is Steven, by the way. I don't remember. It's Steven, we just met.
Did you meet on the apps or what? Which one? Hinge, yeah, that's like the classy one, I feel like. Yeah. You what?
I have a question.
Okay. Why porn? I got a question for you. Why the fuck not? Why am I talking about it? You want me to talk about something else, you mean? Are you married? Engaged? Well, call us in 6 years when you walk on and I'm jerking off to mother-daughter threesome porn. Do you remember your opener to her?
So my thing is, I just do the lick, lick, lick emojis.
You do the lick, lick. I don't know why you're giving any of this information out.
My normal move
is to say I'll eat your pussy, but I didn't use it on my date tonight. I use it on every other woman.
So that's...
I got a crazy idea. Let's get your mom on the phone. Hi, Mom. Yeah, I just met him, and he wants to know if you'll fuck the both of us. She's like, he wants to, can you talk to him? Can you just talk to my mom for a second? He's like, lick, lick, lick. Lick, lick, lick. She hung up on me, but...
Ooh. I've been getting paid $1,000 a month, if not more.
Almost.
Just from this app on my phone. And
welcome to the Nerds
right
Podcast.
Into that commercial.
I'm your host, Matt Gingrich, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Sam Morelli. I actually have tickets to go see him in 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Nice.
So, he's doing a Monster Energy comedy tour, the comedy breakout tour, sponsored by Monster Energy. So,
nice.
I got some tickets to that.
That should be fun.
I've seen him on. Well, he was on Rogan's podcast a few times and different things like that. So we'll see how he is live.
Hey, should be fun.
Yeah. So, are you ready for Wednesday?
No.
Neither am I, because I still don't have a list of who's all going to be there, so I can do homework.
Oh, I'm horrible about that. My brain has—I don't know what it's been. I've been like out of it.
Yeah.
So I just haven't been in that brain, that mindset. I still haven't set up like any shows after these, let alone these ones getting completely set up. So I will get that and figure it out and get it to you tomorrow. So I've just been, I got to confirm with everyone. It should be Naren, Tommy T, Mike Hansen.
Yeah, I don't know Tommy T at all.
And there's a couple, I think there's like two others.
I only vaguely know Mike Hansen. I know Naren well, but right, you got to pick. You got to pick your spots because Naren's really good at this shit.
Oh, I know he is.
You know,
I'm not. So, and that's the thing. It's kind of one of those things. I mean, I keep trying to think about it. I mean, you know me. This isn't my style of comedy, so it's gonna be very interesting to see how what I can do with this.
No, but you'll be in costume because I got it in the mail 2 days ago.
Nice.
So I have your Grinch costume.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, I know I got a big crowd coming out for it. Just about everybody on my team will be there.
Nice.
And their spouses and whatnot. So, some people from Coke will be there. So, yeah, there'll be a decent crowd. Raise some money for some children backpacks.
Yeah, Brandon White will be there too.
I don't know who that is either.
He's the replacement. Well, I already had the joke for that one. He's the replacement for Kevin and Todd.
For who?
Kevin and Todd.
Oh.
He's a big white dude.
He's the new fat bald guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Speaking of Todd, condolences to him as his father passed away here last week or so ago.
Yeah, I did. I did unfortunately see that. That does suck. Luckily, I haven't had to do that, go through that yet. So, yeah.
It's not fun. I wish it upon nobody.
No, yeah.
I just saw too, a big Irish Jay Hollingsworth. His dad just passed away today.
That's sad. I mean, it's tough. It's hard because, I mean, the one thing that I run into now, I'm not that close to my parents. I used to be, but the last year or so, I've really kind of stepped away from most of my family. So
yeah.
I know that's the big argument me and Amber are having right now is what we're doing on Christmas. So she likes going over to my family, and I really just don't want to. So I'm like, Christmas Eve, I'd rather do it like we did last year and just go to a movie. And just me and her, but I don't know. So I think we're going to go see Zoe because that's the day that they'll have both Raylan and Remy. So we'll go see both kids. But then after that, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
All right. I feel like mics are cutting out. Are you feeling that?
Not good.
It sounds like yours is cutting out on this side.
Huh.
Not like internet issues, like. Because I'm hearing you constantly, but it sounds faded in and out. And
it might be because my hands, I was playing around, I kept bumping it. So.
Yeah.
You know me. I always fiddle with things.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the same thing for Christmas, but you know, it's a good time. We'll see how it goes. Samantha and Steven will be here, so.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that they're coming up to see you guys. So.
Yeah. So, that should be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to do, and then I think Christmas Day, I think we're supposed to go over to Amber's aunt's for a, like, get-together. So, we'll see.
Yeah. But tomorrow is even a better holiday.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Brandon Valentine's birthday tomorrow.
It is. I'll be 45. 50,
oh, 45. Oh,
45. I'm only a year older than you.
Oh, 45.
And younger than both of our wives. So.
Well, it's some renting girls.
Yeah.
Nothing but trouble.
Yeah, they are.
So. Well, good. Yeah, any plans for tomorrow?
Not really. No. I mean, I'm sure I've got to work in the morning, but luckily I don't have to go anywhere. I just have to walk downstairs and do a class online and teach OSHA 30. Yay.
You don't do it in that room right there?
No, I go downstairs and do it.
With all your cool shit behind you?
Well, I use my work computer, so.
Okay.
I've thought about, but then I'd have to transfer all the files up to this computer, and yeah, it'd be a pain in my ass. So I have a desk downstairs that I use, but it's the only thing worse than taking an OSHA 30 class online is teaching an OSHA 30 class online.
it can't be worse than taking it. It can't. Yeah. You're getting paid. They're not.
Yeah, but I just gotta, it's like staring at a screen. It's like doing this, but with no interaction.
Yeah, but, Are you saying we're as boring as an OSHA 30 class?
No, I'm saying we're talking. We have interaction back and forth. We talk to each other. I mean, it's just me talking about OSHA shit for 6 hours staring at the goddamn screen.
Yeah, but you're getting paid.
Well, yeah, but...
I know. I was bitching today. They kept us home due to the weather today, which I'm okay with. But we had to do, like, online trainings, and I'm like, oh, my God. I was fucking going insane.
No. See, I mean, usually, at least with those trainings, you can kind of leave them on, step into the other room, go make some coffee, do whatever. I have to be focused and doing it the whole time.
See, you would think you could do that. Now, you can pause at any moment and go do those things, but it used to be that the videos played continuously.
Yeah.
I watched a 93-video class today. Each video clip was a minute and a half to 3.5 minutes long with no continuous play. So I constantly had to push play. Like, I'm sitting here, goddamn it, I'm sitting here trying to play NES and listen, you know, I had it in my headphones, sitting here playing video games, and had to keep pausing to turn around and start the next fucking video.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts, man. Absolutely. Another
one thing, what I'm teaching, they have to have, it's a requirement that they have to have their video on so I can make sure they're there.
Yeah. I mean,
but I mean, you can do whatever you want. I can't tell what you're doing on the computer. You could be watching freaking porn on your computer.
You can tell because I have the share on right now.
Well, you do. But I mean, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't be able to tell, like the students, because because I'm sharing my screen with the PowerPoint. That's freaking just so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, enough about this boring work shit.
Shit.
Did you watch Guardians Christmas?
No, I haven't.
What the hell?
I need to. I've been, like I said, it's been, I don't know, the last week has just been, my brain is dead. I don't know what's going on. I did watch Postal, but...
Did you?
Yes.
I did. How beautifully horrible is that?
It was amazingly horrible. And it really makes sense as you're watching it, especially when you realize it's literally, it's a video game turned into a movie where they didn't try, like most video games, like Resident Evil, they try and make it into a movie, not just a video game. This was just a video in live action.
Yeah.
It was a video game in live action. It was amazingly bad. And I loved every bit of it.
It was. And I've been, I don't know if we divulge this on here or what, but I'll go ahead and ask. So I did as I was told. I emailed Zach after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, I thought that was the polite thing to do, you know, give him the holiday weekend. Don't want to seem too eager. Haven't heard back from him yet. And I know he's busy, right? It's Christmas time and he's a Christmas icon.
He is.
So I get it. But at what point do I reach out to him, or do I even?
I'd say, what, you sent him an email on Monday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say maybe, like, if you don't hear anything by this Monday, I'd say give it a week. If you don't hear anything, then I would say, you know, send something back. Hey, just, you know, you said to check in with you. I hadn't heard back, so thought I'd check in again.
I'm trying to plan out the last shows of the year. Not that we plan anything, but...
No, we don't.
You know, it is what it is. Postal had a lot of, like... I don't know if you want to call them big B-list guys or just a lot of people in it where you're like, oh, I know him. Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Dave Foley. I'm not sure I ever needed in my whole life needed to see Dave Foley's penis.
Oh, but you did. I mean, it was full on. You saw it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. The kid was in the hall. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean, it was one of those things, too. It wasn't like a lot of times they do that where it's just kind of like, oh, hey, it happened. You know, you see it real quick. No, it was a full good on, you know, probably at least a minute, probably longer, of him just walking around and talking with it. Just full Monty.
Yeah. And so I know he's Kids in the Hall, and I know that's his really big claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think of him as... From the movie Sky High, he is the...
You always go to Sky High.
I love... It's my... that and Kick-Ass, which are two opposite ends of the spectrum, right? Yeah. But are my favorite, like, non-major brand comic movies.
Yeah.
And so I always think of him as the sidekick teacher in Sky High, which is obviously a Disney kids show movie. And then all of a sudden, there it is for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, excuse me, that's, you know, what the hell?
Like I said, it was a full on, like, yeah.
Who else was in that? J. Jonah Jameson, the guy that plays J. Jonah Jameson. Was in that?
He was amazing in it. Playing that, yeah. just splats against the window.
The fucking his wife and then the cops. Oh my god, fucking cracked me up. Yeah, there was a lot. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about,
that whole thing with his wife too was just it's like just about every. It seemed like everybody in town had taken a ride.
You know what it reminded me of was a kind of a B version of Falling Down.
Mm-hmm.
Just that same premise, you know.
Yeah.
No. So if you it came out what? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like 2009, is that what I saw?
I think it was 7.
2007. So it's quite a bit older movie. I'm really embarrassed we didn't know about it when we talked to Zach the first time.
Yeah.
Because that would have been fantastic to talk about. It's on Tubi TV right now. So completely free streaming service. You don't even have to sign up for anything on Tubi TV.
Yeah.
Just download the app on your streaming stick or whatever. And fucking well worth it. Hour and 40-minute watch. It was funny.
It was. Amber was not as impressed as I was, but
nor was Tosh.
Yeah, I didn't figure she would be. I did watch too. We watched Bethany, which is another one of Zach's movies. That was actually one that he was in and part of his production company.
Oh, okay. So, I'm assuming in the horror realm area, thriller. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And good luck me getting to watch those because.
Oh, yeah, no.
Tasha's not a fan at all, and sad to say, I don't make it up past her very often.
Yeah, Tosh would have nightmares.
that good, huh?
Yeah, it was, I enjoyed it. It was a great B horror movie. I mean, it had all the you know, all the tropes.
And you did watch the Christmas Story Christmas, right?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He said that Chris was out of his goddamn mind.
Yep. Very true. Very true.
How can you not like that movie? I mean,
how was your Thanksgiving? There we go.
Thanksgiving? Oh yeah, we haven't talked since then, have we?
No, because we did the show Wednesday.
We did. It was good. We went down to Zoe's house, and got to see the baby. And basically we just had a day and, hung out. I did get an early birthday present from Austin, her husband. He got me a saltwater fishing zone, cause he has a boat and we've talked fishing and I'm like, well, I don't have any of the setup to do saltwater. And so he got me an ugly stick.
Had an ugly stick. He can pull.
Well, yeah, it's an yeah. The brand of fishing pole is Ugly Stick, but
let the roast begin, baby.
Yeah, let it begin. So we got that. So I haven't used it, of course, yet because I haven't been able to go out on this boat. But yeah, we're gonna go out. Don't know which day. It might be someday this weekend. It's been trying to figure out a day to do it. You know, with the baby and everything else, and a new baby, but
like a day that Amber can go and hang
That's
out.
That's what we keep telling them.
Yeah,
Amber, go hang out with Zoe and. Me and Austin will go take the boat and go fishing.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect plan.
While they had the baby shower for Zoe. So.
Oh. Well, I was a part of our baby showers, but.
To deal with our families, so entertaining. But,
well. I mean, what do you expect?
Man. Well, it was a whole nightmare because it was one of those things that my mom got all pissy because she wasn't invited, but she was. It was just that Amber didn't go out of her way and do like call her and give her like a formal invitation.
Yeah, I think all mothers get bent out of shape about that. My mom's the same way. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, I told you what day it was. That means you're invited.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's pretty simple, pretty, you know, everything else. But yeah, she got all because she wasn't formally. I mean, she was invited on Facebook, but she doesn't use it. And like everybody else at the house was invited. She knew about it. She was told about it, but it wasn't like a, hey, here's your formal invitation. Come to the party.
She didn't get it in the mail by a horse carrier. And
And it's like, whatever. We didn't send invitations into anybody. But, and of course, I'm the one that got yelled at for it. I'm just like, well, I didn't fucking have anything to do with this.
You're a horrible baby shower planner.
Oh, yeah. I'm a horrible son, but that's, I keep telling them, you know, everyone in my family, mom and dad, have definitely gotten to that point now. They're like, we really should have stopped at 5. Pretty sure that's the feeling in the family.
Is a 45-year abortion too late term?
I don't know. My dad has gone very, very fucking right. So, I mean, that 45-year may not be too late for him.
Well, very right is no abortion at all.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't pay attention anymore.
So just think of this. If he goes to kill you, just be like, Dad, this is abortion. You're leaning left.
Leaning left. Yeah, he's gone. It's one of those, like, I sit there, like, and when he talks sometimes, and I'm like, has he always been this bad and I just didn't pay attention? Or am I just now, like, because I think for myself that I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck are you talking about? Because sometimes he says things and I'm like, how are you my father?
Yeah, I wonder the same thing all the time too.
Like, I don't remember him being that way as a kid, but every once in a while he talks and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely look back now at some of the things my dad said and was like, ooh, that may have been pretty racist. Now, I'm not sure I'd ever call my dad racist. I mean, I saw all the other things too, but the things that came out of his mouth were like, yeah, he'd be canceled. He would have definitely been canceled, but, you know, it's one of those things you live and learn through the times, right?
Yeah.
So, and now we see what they are, but I do want to give a shout out here publicly, back to Thanksgiving. So we did the normal. We went to my in-laws' house, pretty typical. Then we went Violet hosted this year, and may have been one of the best Thanksgiving meals I've ever had.
Wow.
And she did all the cooking. However, I did hear that she was on the phone with my mom about every 10 minutes. You know, it reminded me of my old mom's cooking. Like, pre kind of given up, you know?
Yeah.
They did 2 turkeys, which I know you don't like. They did a traditional oven roast, and then Chris put one on the Traeger.
Nice.
And smoked it. The stuffing was, that's how I judge a Thanksgiving, right? The turkey, yeah, I don't really judge it based on that. I mean, yeah, you can fuck up a turkey, but I mean, honestly, turkey's not all that amazing anyways.
Now,
the smoked turkey was fantastic. So much so, Ray is like you. So at my in-law's house, she has ham instead of turkey because she doesn't like turkey. So at Vi's house, she had the smoked turkey. And when we were leaving, she actually asked Vi to put some of the smoked turkey in our leftover bin so she could have it when she got home. And I was like, I thought you don't like turkey. She's like, I don't, but smoked turkey's pretty good.
Hey, sometimes it's the way you cook it. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe I just haven't had a good smoked turkey. I mean, like I said, I don't mind like lunch meat turkey. I just don't like turkey.
Yeah,
I'm not a big chicken either. I mean, I'll eat chicken if we get it. I like, you know, drumsticks and that's it. Like, that's the only part of it. I just like the dark meat. That's it. We're good.
Oh, that's all I like too. But I prefer the thighs now because I get more dark meat per piece.
Yeah.
Than on a leg. Right? So... And you can't buy boneless legs, but I can buy boneless thighs.
Yeah.
And get rid of all the parts that aren't any good anyways, and I like to make sandwiches out of it and shit like that. So so really good Thanksgiving. Family wise went off without a hitch. No extra riffraff at the houses, so that's good.
That's always good.
Because you just never know who people invite, and you're like, what the hell? Like, this is a family holiday.
Yep. Yeah, so it was pretty good, though, because it was just me, Zoe, Amber, Benton, Austin, and Ray and Remy. So it was just us. You know, we had, most of us don't like turkey anyway, so it was fine. So we just had ham, you know, mashed potatoes, you know, and a few deviled eggs, a few other small things, and pie, and that was it. And then we watched the football game, and like, that was really, got to hold the baby and watch the football game, so.
Bad?
No.
Except you had to watch Dallas win. I might have thrown the baby.
Yeah, there's a couple times, you know.
Speaking of pies, so Araya made her first from scratch apple pie.
You were supposed to give it to me. What happened?
We had picked apples off the tree at the end of summer, beginning of fall, and cut them up and froze them. And then she wanted to make her own crust, and she was told, oh, use Betty Crocker. I said, nope, call grandma. Like, you know, it's just, well, she didn't call grandma. Her poor crust didn't turn out. It wasn't very good, the crust. It was edible. Like, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't that amazing homemade pie, flaky gloriousness, you know? So, I felt bad for her. But, first try, she'll get it. You know, she's got enough to make some Christmas pies, so we'll see how those come out.
That'll be good. That'll be good. I mean, it's a learning thing. I mean, you kind of have to find your own. I mean, that's kind of the thing I learned when I was younger and started, you know, doing baking and cooking and stuff like that. You got to find your own. So, I mean, it's.
Well, yeah.
I'd have to find the one. I did add one that I used that's really flaky and buttery. But.
Well, and see, the thing with like Betty Crocker, right? We all know our moms and grandmas use the Betty Crocker cookbook. Because back in their day, that's all there was the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, fucking Snoop Dogg's got a cookbook, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, but.
Yeah, I have stacks of them downstairs.
But like I told Araya after the fact when she refused to listen to me, it was a pride thing, right? It wasn't a, she wanted to do it all on her own.
Yep.
And it was a pride thing, and I get that.
Yep.
I'm the same fucking way. But what I told her afterwards was, you know, yes, my mom learned some of this through the Betty Crocker, but with each grandma, they took that Betty Crocker recipe and tweaked things to make it better.
Yeah.
You know, Betty Crocker was the generic, and then they did their own things to it to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons I like watching that, what's his name? B. Dylan Hollis, I think?
Yeah.
Who does all those old recipes. Because a lot of those aren't necessarily like cookbooks. You know, they're ones that were turned into Reader's Digest or ones he found in newspaper clippings or shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is what it is. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I did not know this at all until today. Did you know there's a new Transformers movie coming?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. It's one of those things every once in a while, and I think I saw the thing for it, but there's like two or three YouTube channels that I always like watch out for because they'll be like, oh, new trailer for this. And then you're like, oh, it's from Screen Culture. Never mind. That's fake.
Yeah, no, this.
I didn't look that close at this one. I saw like there was one and I'm like, I don't want to be, you know.
It's Transformer Rise of the Beast. So they're
like King Kong.
Yeah, they're doing, well, I think it was the 90s. That Beast Wars came out.
Yes.
So that's what they're doing. Let's see. Yeah, it was all a dream.
Fear, Prime. There is a darkness coming.
He's the right kind of car.
It was all a dream!
Pull over! I'm not driving!
And it's going
the threats from both your past and future. You've never faced anything like this. Let them come.
And if you don't know, now you know.
This can't be real. This can't be real. Oh, okay, it's real.
Looks interesting.
So I
see Guardians of the Galaxy got a new one too. I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either. And I thought we'd do that one together.
But that definitely looks. I mean, it looks interesting. But I mean, what was the What the last one was? Dark Side of the Moon, right?
No.
Or was there one after that?
There's the Marky Mark ones. The something night. Yeah.
See, I don't think I watched those. I watched.
I've not seen the Marky Mark ones.
Okay.
I've always liked the Shia LaBeouf ones.
Yep.
I just have. And I know they're not necessarily cinematic pieces of glory, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're horribly done. I don't think, like, the CGI, for instance, the Hulk movie or, you know, some of the things where the CGI has been really bad. I don't know, like, so I've always really liked him. This one, I know nothing about Beast Wars.
No.
So I don't know about him being animals, but what excited me in this was RC.
Mm-hmm.
RC was from the original cartoon movie, and to the best of my knowledge, she's the first and possibly the only girl Transformer.
Yeah.
And I've always liked, like, her roller skates that shoot out of... I don't know. I've always liked her. So, you know, who knows? We'll see when it comes. But and then, yes, you saw the thumbnail here for the new Guardians trailer.
Yes.
Let's take a peeky look at this one.
We were gone for quite a while. But no matter what happens next, the galaxy still needs its guardians.
Hello, we come in peace.
Come on, Drax. Seriously, dude?
No, dude, no, no! Ow!
Don't forget where we came from.
We have been running our whole lives.
Pete, I'm done running.
Kill a few people.
Kill no people.
Kill one guy, one stupid guy who no one loves.
Now you're just making it sad.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be a sad movie.
I do too.
The whole premise behind it, or at least what's been talked about from James Gunn himself, is that this will be the last time you see this iteration of this Guardians. So, which bums me out. I do hope, and I know you haven't watched the Christmas one yet, but I do hope they keep the, and you don't get it in this trailer, but they keep the relationship and chemistry of Mantis.
I definitely got to sit down and watch it then. I think she's supposed to be dead. Why do they keep showing her?
Who? Gamora?
Yeah.
She was at and walked away. Do you not remember that?
I don't remember that.
So when they went back in time and got her, she has but remained alive because in real time, it wasn't her that got sacrificed. It was Black Widow. They changed the pass.
Okay.
But she doesn't remember. She doesn't remember. She talks to Nebula, and she's like, this is the guy I love. And Nebula's like, for some reason, yeah.
Okay, I kind of do remember that. It's been a while. I got to go back and watch them. It's been a while since I, yeah.
So, yeah,
but
I mean.
Adam Warlock looks interesting.
Well, the only other time we saw Warlock was when he was being born.
Yeah. So this is the first time we've seen him where it's, you know, that actor and everything else.
Yeah.
So.
And who is that actor? He looks super familiar.
He was from that crazy movie where they're in the RV and they're acting like a family.
Oh, my God. He's the son from We Are the Millers.
Yeah, he's the guy who, like, gets bit on the dick or whatever.
Yep.
You know, and then we don't go chasing waterfalls. That's him.
Is
so, like, when they first cast him, you're like, how in the fuck is that guy? But, yeah.
Yep, the second you said that, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I know.
Oh, there's a video that's the Pikey. That is Brad Pitt's best role.
Which one?
The video just up where they say something. One more. There you go. Four scenes that prove Pikey Mickey is Brad Pitt's best role, and that is his best role. He's fucking amazing in that.
What movie?
That's Snatch.
Oh,
Snatch.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
When he plays the Piker, where the whole fucking movie, you understand like two words that he says.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen Snatch.
We watched it like, well, I mean, you've been married for a while, so of course you don't get to see it. but... we watched it not too long ago. We like it was like one of those things we were just had a day where we weren't doing anything and we just laid down and watched it. So
yeah. Now this is another one.
Quantumania does look
that I think looks
did they put out another trailer?
Pretty good. So yeah, this is the one that came out at Black Panther.
Okay. Yeah.
Scott, I need you to be the Ant-Man. You have a chance to earn that look in your daughter's eyes. To become the hero that she already thinks you are. Second chances don't come around all that much.
Is this an old message?
It's Frankie.
Time works differently in the quantum realm. What if we could enter at a certain point in time, but then exit at another point in time? We could bring everyone back.
My whole life happened because I messed up.
Everybody gets a chance to save the world.
Avengers!
Assemble.
I know how it ends.
hell if you leave, Ant-Man?
I'm looking forward to that one.
And I lied. That is not the one they played at.
No, that's a whole different one.
Yeah. I had not seen that one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This might be the first time. I don't want to say that because we got excited for Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and we're let down.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I actually enjoyed Multiverse of Madness.
I didn't not enjoy it. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I don't think it lived up to the hype, at least I had in my head. I thought they could have done so much more in the multiverse than to just go see the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not only that, just to go see the Illuminati and watch them die. Like,
it was awesome the way they died.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't, but I mean, like, I wanted more.
I did too. I mean, but I mean, when she snaps Xavier's neck, that's just, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. I still wanted more.
Yeah.
So I don't want to necessarily get too excited, but you're starting to look at this Phase 5 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that looks amazing. Guardians is going to be good. Sad, but good. You know, You go back to Phase 4. I mean, I really enjoyed Thor, but was it a fantastic, like, I don't know what it did for our storyline.
No. And I don't know what, you know, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, the thing is, too, is, I mean, Chris Hemsworth, right at this moment, I don't think he's under contract for another one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, the end of the movie said that he'd be back, but.
Yeah, he's got to be back in the Guardians. Even if it's a blip where he shows up for the Ravager funeral.
Yeah.
You know, like they built too much chemistry and brotherhood with Peter Quill and Thor.
Yeah.
To not, it might be almost as disappointing as the Guardians being in Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah, where they were only there for a couple minutes.
Yeah, you know.
They definitely did a scream on us in that one, where they totally made it look like they were a big part of the movie, and then, like, 2 minutes in, they're like, yep, nope, we're out.
Yep. We got other adventures to go have.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, for Phase 4, really, the TV shows did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
The last Spider-Man was really good. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what they did with the multiverse was fucking amazing. And it made you believe that Multiverse of Madness was going to be equally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't.
No. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't
equally amazing.
No.
You know, and that's what I'm getting at. It was good. I still have not watched Eternals. I need to. I've just heard it's really slow and boring.
It was, yes. I mean, it was. There. It's one of those ones, I think, there could have been so much more done with those characters and with that cast. I mean, it was a very good cast, all except for the one. But, you know, that's just because I just don't like the one. But
oh, I like Angelina.
Like I said, she topped out in Hackers.
Nonsense.
And that was her best movie. She peaked.
She was really good in Gone in 60 Seconds.
No, that movie's horrible because it's got both of my two favorite people, like non-favorite people in it.
Oh, I love Nick Cage.
The only thing that movie needed was the annoying one from Transformers.
Megan Fox?
Yeah, and then that would have made it freaking just the, like, hell.
No, I'm not a Megan Fox fan. However, Transformers...
Oh, Transformers is amazing, but...
She was amazing in it. She was a horrible April O'Neil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I can't tell you any other shit I hated her when she replaced Zooey Deschanel in New Girl.
Yeah, I can just see there's so many people that could have played that role better in Transformers. I mean, she did fine. She was okay, but I think there's so many other people. I mean, anybody could have played that role. All you needed. I mean, she was eye candy with no acting ability.
No, nope.
And I don't even find her that attractive either. So, because the second she starts talking, I want to freaking just puke.
I loved her in it, both the first and the second one.
Nah,
I thought she was fantastic.
Nah.
I mean, they weren't gonna. No actor in either one of those movies was gonna win Academy Awards.
No,
I hate Josh Duhamel or whatever his name is. Like, he drives me nuts, but he was good in that movie.
Yeah, wasn't Zach Ward in that movie?
Zach Ward was in that movie. Yeah. You know, but I'm not a big fan of what is it? Tyrese, is that his name?
Oh, I think Tyrese is fun,
but I always think more of his music, and I'm not a big fan of that.
No,
but. He was really good in it too. I'm a big fan of. I thought all the acting went perfectly along with Michael Bay's big explosions.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just not a huge Megan Fox fan. So, and it's just she's one of those. It's like Nicolas Cage. I mean, in all reality, the second they're in a movie, I'm annoyed by them. It's like when you see Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
fuck him.
Exactly.
Fuck him. Although I garnered a little respect for, not respect, I was like, okay, this man may. So we both know he went to college with Marshawn.
Yes.
And I don't ever remember hearing anything about them being friends, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But Marshawn's doing some type of vlog or whatever. And he sat down with Rodgers, and Rodgers came out with a Marshawn Seahawks jersey on, which, in of its own right, as much as the Seahawks have pissed that man off in his career, you know, with the fail Mary and the,
yep,
you know, all the other shit, the onside kick that got fumbled and Seahawks got it back, the fake punt by John Ryan,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they talked about how they're friends and how he actually tried recruiting or having the coach trade to get Marshawn Lynch from Buffalo. I was like, oh. And maybe it's just because Rodgers' parents hate him. So he's like, all right, Marshawn's my new guy. That's my daddy. I don't know. Speaking of football, go Dogs. Whoop, whoop.
They did. They did well. It was, I mean, WSU made it a game for the first three quarters. And then after that, I mean, they just fucking like rolled over and took it. So, I mean, for like three quarters, it was at least a game. I pretty much knew we were screwed when the WSU quarterback ran that two pointer and didn't fucking reach the ball across the line. I mean, I don't even play football, and I know you fucking take the ball and put it across. The ball has to cross the plane, not you, dipshit.
You know, you said a lot of words, but all I'm hearing is we cooged it.
They did coog it. They very much cooged it.
I loved it. So,
I mean, at this point, Russell Wilson should have been a coog, but...
Fuck.
There's a thing right now. They're basically saying with his stats in week 12, he was actually the 33rd worst quarterback in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only 32 teams, so just in case you people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, but there's been enough guys who've gotten whatever the amount of attempts to be considered for stats, right? Because
this is just week 12. Just in week 12.
No, but I'm saying, like, if
33rd best quarterback.
If you played one game and you went 25 of 30, you know, they're not going to say, oh, there's our leading quarterback.
Yeah.
Right, you still have to have enough stats, even through week 12, to be considered for leaders and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. There's a part of me that wants to feel bad.
There is, but I mean, it just...
But the more and more you hear from his teammates, his ex-teammates, is...
That he was creepy and he was weird and he was just a freaking prima donna, like, way more than we ever knew. But yeah, they said in week 12, Jordan Love actually stepped in for Aaron Rodgers and had better stats.
Yeah. There's a dude on TikTok. Wilson.
So he literally, on week 12, out of 32 teams, he was the 33rd best quarterback.
There's a guy on TikTok, either Sunday night or Monday morning, he does an update for who's winning the league or who's winning the season, Russell Wilson's house or Russell Wilson. Who has more? Russell Wilson's house has more bathrooms than Russell Wilson does touchdowns this year. Yeah. And it's 12-8, and every time he does it, I crack up.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the other thing, too, like what they were talking about. Carson Wentz has more touchdowns passes than Russell Wilson and hasn't played since week six.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's just like, what? Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Has more touchdowns. And it's one of those, like I said, I mean, I almost want to feel bad, too, but at the same time, it's just, you look back at some of the stuff he did. He was a great quarterback for us. He did his part, but he quit playing Pete's game.
See, the part of me that wants to feel bad,
started seeing him go downhill,
is because I don't think he came in the league, this guy.
No.
And so that guy that came in the league that busted his ass and, you know, did everything to get a starting job he shouldn't have had.
Yeah.
They had just signed Matt Flynn to a $10 million a year contract, which at the time was pretty big. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, well, we just draft him as a backup. No big deal. He probably won't even make the team. Yeah. And then he's the fucking starter out the gate. You know, you talked about or you heard about all the time how all he did was study his playbook. And then 5 years later, you hear about him going on vacation in the middle of the year. You know, and you're
a
like,
lot of it. You seem it seems like honestly, it sounds I mean, it was like when he started dating and being with Sierra, he suddenly it quit being about football and it became about his image.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways, you see where he was always. That's when all of a sudden he started popping up on social media with all the like the weird like whatever Go Hawks thing when they're freaking naked in bed or whatever the hell that weird video was that he did at the one time, you know, and just some of those really weird like things. And it became more about Russell Wilson's image than it became about Russell Wilson, the quarterback. And that's when I started, you know, you really started seeing the downhill and, you know, a lot of the players started, you could see like players weren't, they didn't want to play with him.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what truth there is to it, but there was also that rumor. So Denver just cut Melvin Gordon, who not currently, but at one point was a top five running back in the league. And I heard the rumor was they got into it in the locker room after a game about music. Because Russell Wilson would only play or only let the locker room listen to Will Smith and not even like old Will Smith. It was off of Willennium, like his shitty album. And they got into it and he started playing Future, who is Sierra's ex-husband and the father of the kid.
Yeah.
And Russell went to the office and had him cut. Now, here's the funny thing. This is the part I don't feel bad about at all because I hate fucking Denver Broncos. I'm an old school enough Seahawks fan that it's just in my blood.
Oh, yeah, it's in our blood. We have to hate Denver because Denver is our rival.
I hated them when they had Peyton Manning, and I love Peyton Manning. Like, but they can't cut him. If they cut him next year, they take like a $125 million cap hit. If they cut him the following year, it's an $86 million cap hit.
Yeah, they're fucked. They're stuck with him. I mean, because after the trade, they even upped his contract.
Yeah, that's why it's so high. They re-signed him. And I didn't realize he's as old, 34 years old.
Yeah, I was looking at some freaking Gino's younger than him.
And they signed him to a 7-year deal.
Yeah.
And
Gino, like I said, Gino's actually a younger quarterback.
If the season was to end today, the Seahawks would have the third pick in the draft.
Because of how bad Denver is doing.
Yeah.
So, and that's the other thing that I love about this. The worst he does, the better our freaking draft pick is.
Yeah. And I think I really like how smart, right? Because we all sat here 10 months ago or whatever.
Like, what the fuck?
And was like, yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, Drew Locke, really? Like, I get it. We had to get rid of Russ. He wanted out. He made it blatantly known that he wanted out. But there was other teams that he had talked that he would accept the trade to. And we could have got better than Drew Locke. At the same time, not one of us sat here and went, well, Geno Smith's going to be our starting quarterback.
Yeah, no, none of us.
And not that we were shitting on Geno Smith. We just thought, great backup. Mm-hmm. Somebody who can come in, play a game or two for you if needed. You know, at least keep your head above water until your starter gets back.
Yeah.
He's proven us wrong in that regard.
He and has. And I think a lot of it is, I think, because one of the things is Geno at this point's humble. Because Geno spent, he was that, because what, he was a first or second round pick, wasn't he?
I think a first round pick by the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, so first round pick, he was supposed to be the future of the Jets. He was supposed to be this, and he just never quite completely lived up to it. So, and then all of a sudden, he sat there, and, you know, it's like, you know, Pete, everyone's like, oh, he's been a backup. How did you think a backup? And he's like, he was a backup to some really good fucking quarterbacks. He was a backup to, you know, freaking Tom Brady. He's been a backup to quite a few. So he learned. So I think he's been patient, sat back and said, you know, if I'm patient, hopefully I get another shot. And he's making the best of the shot.
Oh, yeah. He's doing as better than any of us could have ever foreseen.
Yeah. I hate to say it, and I love Geno, but I don't think he's the future of the team.
Oh, I don't think so either. Now, I'm not sure that means I need to go draft next year yet. Now, maybe they get a third or fourth round pick, similar to what Wilson was,
mm-hmm.
and let him play a year or two behind Geno while they continue building the rest of the team.
Yeah.
Although, this is what worries me. I shouldn't even say worry me. Geno Smith could end up being a Super Bowl quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We're at that same stage in 2012, 2013, where that young core nucleus is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they drafted offensive linemen this year who have started all 12 games and are, doing really well.
And every once in a while, they're like, in this last game, there was a couple times where you saw them break. You saw him make mistakes. Obviously, that really long run to end the game, but
that's not offensive line fault. That's
no. But I meant because we drafted a lot of defense too. But the defense has been stepping up, and they've both been. I think that you see him jump times, but then other times you see the rookie come out, where you know all of a sudden just like a couple of them, where all of a sudden a guy just ran right through the offensive line and smacks Geno.
Yeah, but, yeah. There was a couple bad. That guy that gave up that sack to Geno last week, that was his first sack given up of the year.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I mean. I mean, they're doing amazing, but every once in a while you see them, you know, you see the rookie come out. But I mean, they're rookies. I mean, if they're doing this good in their rookie season, imagine what they're going to be like next year with a little bit of, you know.
Yeah. We keep hoping, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but like I said, we could see in the next year or two while they're developing their next quarterback, Geno Smith becoming a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, which would be amazing. I'd love to see that.
In a Seahawks Super Bowl, just because we know how hard it is to get. And I mean, honestly, the teams in our division aren't as bad as we're all playing right now. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, things are always tough, but.
And they are. And that's one thing that's really interesting in our division, because you're looking at our division and how bad, you know, I mean, LA is looking right now. San Francisco is actually looking pretty good. Jimmy stepped up. And you look at Arizona, they don't have great records, but all three of those are ones where just all it's going to take is one person to step up at the right time and they could suddenly go for a run.
Well,
go on a run. For the rest of the year.
Arizona is having Russ Wilson problems. That quarterback has lost a ton of respect in that locker room.
Yeah.
So that might be an issue that puts them backwards.
Yeah.
But who knows? All in good fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right now I'm just kind of sitting back and enjoying the ride. I think last week was the most angry I've been all year with the Hawks.
Yeah.
Losing the fucking Raiders.
Yes, because that was just. Mm-hmm.
Now, if Jacobs hasn't been having the last 6-7 weeks he's been having, I probably would have broke a TV that Josh Jacobs, who at the beginning of the year looked washed up.
Yeah.
And then ran for over 200 yards on us. But
oh, he just stomped.
Just like fucking the Broncos, I hate the fucking Raiders. Hate him.
Yeah.
You know, fucking hate him. But at the same time, they were projected to be a good team this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is. All right, guys. Well, comedy next Friday.
Yeah.
A little charity. Friday. Sorry, next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Brandon's yep. birthday. Yay. 50, 45.
Yep.
So next Wednesday, Cole Street Brewery, little fundraiser, raising mm-hmm. money to get some kids some backpacks out in Needham Claw. We
yes,
are
yes.
roasting the Grinch as played by Brandon Valentine.
Yay.
So yeah. should be a good time. Narn Van is the
Amazing.
Roast king, oh. if you will.
Yeah, he is. So he's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be fun. The other ones are guys that have done it a little bit. Yeah, Narn is definitely the seasoned roaster there, but
yeah. So if you're local, we'd love to have you out for that one. Should be a good time. 7 o'clock, free show. Does Sean have any good seasonal beer going right now?
I don't know. I don't drink it. I just drink the cider.
Does he have any good seasonal cider?
It's a good pineapple one that I've been getting. Pineapple passion fruit or something like that.
Oh, yeah? What season is that for?
Whatever season I want it to be.
The question was seasonal.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Jesus. All right, guys. Well, that is next Wednesday. The following, it's that Thursday too, right?
Yeah, it's the next Thursday. So it's going to be another, charity. It's for the Ording Food Bank. And it's just going to be me and a few other comedians. You're welcome to come to that one as well. So it's just going to be a fun night. So,
and a few other comedians.
I'll be honest. I have them somewhere. I've been talking to them, but I don't know what it's been the last week. My brain has just not been into any of this. It's like, I know it's going to be, because the hard part that I've had, I've been focusing so much on trying to get the Needham Claw one. That I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to who was coming out with me to that other one. But it's some of the same comedians. I think Brandon White's going to come out, Mike and Tommy, and then Shani Williams, and I'm not sure who else. So, but there'll be a few. It'll be fun.
All right. We'll help raise some money for some local charities.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good time. Hit Brandon's social medias up tomorrow and wish him a happy birthday.
Woohoo.
Yeah, ha 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 ha. He loves his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
He loves being spoiled with hundreds of Facebook happy birthday messages.
Yeah.
And if you could send cute, if you could send cute gifts of E.T. birthday cake stuff or Teddy Ruxpin singing happy birthday.
See, now you're just making it mean.
He would love it. So, all right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.